Warning, the following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Thank you, Duke. That is right, you are listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Clark, and as always, sitting across from me is a man who once delivered a vicious backhander smacking the taste out of the mouth of an innocent four-year-old, Dave Ralston.
I don't think he was four. I think he was a bit younger than that.
Yeah, we upped that just to get so out in sound.
Yeah, no. He was, we're sitting here with the father of the child as well, too, but yeah, look, it was unfortunate. The kid, wrong place at the wrong time.
Roll's telling a story, and Ian Pobel's little son just happened to be walking past, and Roll's
illustrating how to take your clothes off very quickly. And it led to me throwing my hands back, as in if you've ripped your clothes off and throw your hands back. And the kid's rosy red fat cheek just ran into the back of my hand.
And the noise it made was horrendous.
And I was sitting across from the mother of the child.
Who handled it real well.
She was amazing.
I thought,
gosh, I'm in trouble here. And her quote was, the first one's made of glass, the others are made of rubber. She was really good, but yeah, geez, I clipped him good. I ended up spending about $4 on little Matchbox cars to get him back on side.
You had to spend some hush money.
Yes, $4 to whack a kid, that's worth it.
All right. We're doing something a little bit different today. We are on our annual Swingers Punk Club trip. We are down in Warrnambool at the Fig Tree Holiday Park, sitting out on the balcony. We're doing this in front of a live audience. We've got the entire punk club here. And we've got some, for the first time, we got four mics running. So we've got Ben Camplin sitting to my left. Hey, Benny.
Guys, how you going?
Ben is probably the head of the IT department at the Chili Dippers. Help us out there.
Absolutely is. And Ian Pobel, the father of the son who had his
taste
knocked out of his mouth. How you going, Popes?
Very well, thank you.
Ian, currently the number one ticket holder, but under some dispute from the IT department. But also helps us out with a lot of content as well, too, Ian. Ian, there is a little bit of a problem. Ben is moving closer to the number one ticket holder because Ian's concentrating, well, not solely on us. He's gone to the dark side. He likes the cut of the gym boys. He's given them plenty of work too. I'm not sure he's got enough to spread over two podcasts.
Now, come on, Rose.
Now,
the thing with the gym boys is we get to lay our boots into you.
Yes, that's fair enough.
I think that's why they set up their podcast.
You're more than welcome on this pod to lay the boots into Rolls anytime you feel fit. So we're sitting at Warrnambool. This is day two. So we played yesterday. We played Warrnambool.
Sorry, not to interrupt again.
Again.
The last couple of pods that have been released were the ones we done over Christmas.
Yes.
And you gave me the broken megaphone, crackly microphone.
No, the mics are the same. That's just the skill level of our podcasting ability.
Have I got a microphone? This is just amazing that yours works perfect every time and mine's a crackly mess.
It's not amazing. It's the skill in the talking.
The IT department knows what I'm talking about too. I reckon you both are in on it.
Do you want to swap mics right now?
No, not if yours has touched your lips.
I can't concentrate. Every time you talk, the inside of your lip sticks to your teeth, and I can't get my eyes off it. Stop doing that, will you? Just keep that under control.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's get back to our golf. Are you finished? No more interruptions?
I'm not finished at all.
So we played Warrnambool as a group. Travelled down, we sat at Torquay, we travelled down yesterday morning, straight to the golf course. Open impressions on the hole, boys? We'll start. Benny, what do you think? The course as we drove in. The club rooms,
Club rooms, I would say, are dated.
Oh, that's true.
I don't think they've been renovated in 70 years.
Yeah, they had potential.
But that probably fits into the Warrnambool theme of things. Most of the town's pretty old. I didn't see many, brand new stores in the street or anything like that. It probably
it's good.
It fits.
Yeah, it did. The bar worked, so we were able to get some drinks and had a nice...
Barely, though. No food.
Well, true.
Yeah, no food. No golf ball either.
No golf ball.
Yeah, so...
What did you think, Popes?
Yeah, I agree with Benny. The drive-in, I was sort of thinking, what's going on here? It wasn't overly impressive, but once you're out on course, it was.
You're right.
It wasn't really good.
You drive into Sorrento or Portsea and all that, and you drive up the hill and you can see it, and it sort of feels luxury and beautiful and all
grand.
That sort of stuff.
There's no grand entrance.
It did. It felt like an old country club, but with that said, the next step is that it was a really good old country club.
Mm. Yeah. Look, yeah. What was the rank? I think I kept mucking this up.
Mid-50s.
Yeah, 52 or 54 something. Which I think's a little generous, to be honest.
I think if it was in a city, it wouldn't be ranked so high. I think they've been kind because it's Warrnambool, and Warrnambool needed something to go right for it, so they ranked it nicely.
I'll tell you what I did enjoy as a first impression, stepping out of the bus and smelling the salt air.
I didn't smell the salt. Yeah, I was happy just to step out of the bus and stop smelling eight men.
The roadworks all the way weren't a good start. And we must comment. We left Flatty Dowling behind, so the day didn't get off to a good start. We had to backtrack sort of 20 minutes. We left him at the burger joint the night before.
Let's blame him. It's still a lot of Flatty's fault. He's got to look after himself better.
Flatty
and
Dowling.
That's so Patty to be left behind.
Flatty, for those who don't know, is a cardboard cutout of Pat Dowling who didn't make the trip.
Can we mention who's on the trip? All the boys here watching us?
Yeah, so in the background, we've got Kempy. How you going, Kempy? Tipped his hat. I don't know if the mics will pick that up. We got little Tim Jim, Eon Scott, and I think Ryan
Frazier may be freshening up
Is that that's the whole crew? We haven't missed anyone there?
We got a ring in. Rolls.
Yeah. That was nearly going to be me. That was going to be me, the guy who at the start was going to be the guy who
weasel his way down the trip.
didn't put a single dime into the punk club and somehow still on the trip.
don't make me sad. Like
official
that.
Driver though. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
how good was the driving? I mean, driving's in a car, as we know, is better than in a cart.
It was dodgy early on.
Yeah, it didn't get to
you when you nearly took out the light pole going in the corner.
Yeah, yep. And there was a red light. There was a red light last night that I just didn't respond to at all.
So we let's get back to the course for a second.
Yeah, course, golf.
So the opening impressions were okay, and look, not going to blow you away.
No. The gentlemen in the clubhouse at the pro shop were very
they were very good. You're right.
They were kind, generous and helpful.
Yep, and I mentioned no golf ball again, which just annoys me. And look, the course itself, it was pretty good. It was sort of 50-50. There was some at the end of the round, some of you boys were asking everyone, or particularly me, would you play this or black ball? Because they're ranked pretty close, like three spots apart. And my comment was the three or four best holes, I think, were better than the best holes at black ball. But there was a few that did let it down that were a bit wide open.
So I was playing with Ian, and we had that discussion on the 17th or 18th tee, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we both said we'd play this, Warrnambool. But we said, I bet Luke will be home. But I could see his point, though, as well. He said, I think Black Bull, why Black Bull's magnificent. It could get a bit same. This had more variety of holes. But I agree, the worst three or four holes on this were worse than
five or six holes.
Yeah. I would have Warrnambooled for a bit of variety. If they were both next to each other in $45 and I was playing one, I'd go to Warrnambool.
Yeah, look, that's fair enough. I can cop that. Like I said, they're only a couple of ranks apart, so we're splitting hairs.
What did the rest of everyone else on that question there? What was it? Hands up for who'd play that in front of Black Bull? One, two, three, and me, four, five, and Ben, six. Six to two. 6-2, yeah. So Warrnambool's got the vote there.
It just shows Eon, who actually knows what they're talking about in this group.
Unfortunately.
Eon, the best golfer in the group, has... I said on the tee,
if you're a really good golfer and knew your golf, you'd probably play back black ball.
Absolutely would.
So that... You're right. But
I'm pretty disappointed you boys haven't mentioned my outfit at the minute.
Oh, well, I've still got scars about the whole thing, so I'm not... Feel free to mention his outfit.
Before you start, just let people know, I'm wearing the winner's jacket.
How'd you get that?
By winning the day one of Punk Club in a beautiful fashion. Had a nice little 38 Stableford points, playing off 17, not even using the slope. So...
All right, you go first, because I want to get back to slopes.
I did say earlier I'd calm down about it. Until you brought that up. So I haven't calmed down. How can you win when you still haven't putted out on the 18th?
Now.
And that was a good 12 or 15 hours ago. So.
Okay, look. Okay, describe how it ended.
Your last two putts was like you were playing hockey.
Yes, that's true. Yep.
Tap, tap, tap. Oh, yeah. I better pick it up because I did fuck it up.
Yeah, you're right. It was a par 5 to finish. I was on the green in three. I had two, and all the boys, so all the second group, the boys were sitting up on the hill, they were watching. We had a live leaderboard going, so I knew I'd, unless I six putted, I had the round one. So first putt slipped past the hole and ended up about 4 feet from the yeah. It was probably even short. It was a short second putt, and I putted it and tried to hot dog it in front of the group and putt it, typical Matador style, walk over and pick it up out of the cup in mid flight. And
which Ben Camplin had done just before you. It looked magnificent. Looked every inch a golfer, just putted and it, and it was never anything but bottom of the hole.
When you've played as much as I have,
you know these things, don't you?
Yeah, so off the stick, I knew it had missed. So I tried to do a little cheat fake, little hockey, just tap it in and miss that one as well. But I've copped this all night last night, and they keep their argument is how can you claim to be a winner when you haven't putted out? What these two are failing to understand, you don't.
Dom, on your side, mate. We're on the same team.
Yeah, you don't have to putt out in Stableford. You can pick up at any stage. Thank you very much.
And take
and
a
even
wipe.
With the wipe. I'm still 1 point up. So,
but you cheated.
Yeah,
so
I cheated.
You should actually be disqualified from the whole event. You should be put back to zero.
That's a better argument. Yeah. That's a better argument. Now, one of the things I want to mention, though, we had one of the guys sitting next was Benny Camplin, played his first round of golf today.
Is that your first round ever?
Yeah.
Ever.
Yep. I took him to the range.
My best and worst round.
Yeah, very good.
I took him to the driving range, three, 4 years ago one day? And no offense, but that day, you barely got the ball off the ground all day, no matter what club, what we used.
We mustn't be going that well. We've lost our audience. they've had enough of that.
But you actually played really well. Like, you off the tee, you were getting the ball, in the air, flying down the fairway, hit a couple of middle fairways, a couple of unbelievably good bunker shots and chip shots. How'd you feel your round went? And how'd you pull up after it?
Yeah, no, fine, actually. For those who don't know, I've got a pretty crook back. But yeah, was feeling pretty good, so.
And we're in Cats. We're walking today, so that's going to change things up a little bit. It was a fatigue effect because your front nine score was a lot better than your back nine.
It was, yes.
nothing wrong with that, mate.
We all do that. Alan's probably the only person that doesn't suffer.
I was going to blame the fact that you started coaching me on the back nine.
And I coached you through the bunker shot, which not many people would have went out of play, and it was one of the greatest bunker shots of all time. The three shots that your best shots were shots that I don't reckon anyone in the group would have put onto the green. They stopped an inch from the hole. Now, I was actually really, really happy with the way you played, and just the fact that you did play, let alone how you played. So are you going to go around again today?
Maybe.
Maybe. I think we're.
If we can sneak a card in.
Are you going to use sunscreen today?
Yeah. You've read it up a little. You're lucky this isn't a visual medium. You have read it up nicely.
Yes, yes, I will.
That said, we're all reasonably lucky it's not a visual medium.
Now, what were you going to say about this? I'm wearing my jacket, though. I'm wishing it was. The slope. What were you going to say about the slope?
The slope, I don't quite get. When I played golf, slopes weren't a long time ago. Slopes weren't invented. So you had a handicap. If your handicap was 18, you played off 18. You didn't play off 22 one place and whatever. And that's the thing. Everyone likes to say the handicap's a low number, right? Let's use your example, right? Yep. So you're off 17.
Yep.
Great. But you never play off 17. You're always off 21, 22 and all that sort of stuff.
Played off 17 yesterday.
Yeah, no, but what I mean. Yeah, in general.
Are you asking why they have a slope?
Well, and how did they come up with did? So did they send someone out to every course, play it, and they say, this one's 120, this is 120? Or did one guy play every one?
No. I'm only the Chili Divas here. We're not golf experts by any means. Yeah, did go on average scores for a start. Obviously the slope is the idea of it is the better golfers should be able to tackle the hard courses a lot better than we could. That's why we get that extra advantage.
So, all right, say I play at Black Bull only, right? And so I hand in all my cards and my handicap's 18 if Black Bull, right?
Yep.
Then I go and play, then the slope will make me handicap 20. Yep. But I've only ever played at Black Bull, so why wouldn't my handicap be what my handicap is?
Well, because they can't assume you're only ever going to play at Black Bull.
Yeah, no, I told them that at the start.
Anyway, I'm sure the Golfing Commission know what they're doing. There's a reason for it.
Surely we had it right 40 years ago, rather than in these newborn times.
There's plenty of things we had wrong 40 years ago.
If you're off, now, he'll go with this. If you're off 10 at Jubilee, you knew you were a better golfer than someone off 10 at Waldara, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's all you needed to know. So, like, I get the slope evens that out, but yeah, we just knew that, and it didn't matter. And so that's why you'd be a member at an easy course, get your low handicap if you were that inclined, and then struggle on the good courses. Bad luck. Just play the good courses and get a handicap on the good ones. I don't like the slope.
Yeah, of course you don't. Of course you don't, because it's new, it's different. Yeah.
No, not at all. No, no, that was.
So, any with the course, any other? Oh, signature holes.
Oh yeah, Ian brought up signature hole while we're out there discussing it. What were you going with?
I forget which number it was. I took a photo from Instagram. Okay, it was just fantastic.
It was about five.
Yeah, just where that
shipwreck corner or something.
Yeah. So it's straight, then dog legs around to the right, and then when you get to the corner, it's a steep sort
of.
It
had all that sort of looked like bunkers on the side of the hill. Dead ground on the side of the hill, but wide out. I agreed with you. I thought that was the best too.
The fifth, yeah, that was mine. I'm sure you told me something different.
Well, we might have been six then. It was five. The one after the anchor.
Yeah, exactly. That's one I had too.
Yeah, that was the one we had.
Yeah, I'm sure during the round you told me it was a different number. I looked at my card.
I would have just been guessing.
Yeah,
there was the anchor in between.
Yeah, that
the
was
green
a really good hole.
Yeah,
I was two balls.
Benjamin,
on that hole.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go with that one.
Comparing it to,
So look, overall, the course was pretty good, but I'd happily play it again.
The greens were magnificent.
Yeah, the greens were nearly.
They must have been because that was the best I'd putted in a long, long time.
The greens were nearly as good as
I putted
on. Yeah, unbelievably good. But yeah, look.
What about the group you played with? How was their behaviour? Was there any? Did they behave in the correct manner?
Well, me and Benny played with Eon and Kempy. Look,
did I play with you? Yep. Oh yeah, you were there. Yeah. Yep. You were memorable. Eon's the golfer, so his behaviour would be fine. Ben hadn't played before, so he'd be excusable for whatever he did, but I'm sure he's a gentleman and would have acted accordingly.
Yeah.
We had a bloke who was allergic to flags.
Oh, really?
One bloke in our group didn't touch a flag all day. Never got it out of the hole for you, never picked it up, put it back in. Who me? Who me, Jim says?
Oh, he's not happy.
Touch your flag every now and again, mate. Just because you're having four putts each in the green doesn't mean you don't get to touch the flag.
Oh, there's the first whack. Do you want a mic?
Rebuttal.
We just lost
one. Me and Popes noticed that on one of them. I said, watch this. I said, Timmy won't go near this flag. Watch that one all day.
Flag master.
Yeah, I was just waiting to get that little... And the other thing too, so Timmy drove all day, but you know how when he's driving the car, occasionally you... If I had to drive from like the T to the next, he walked.
Wouldn't even get in with me
drive 20 metres flat ground to the next table.
Kempy did make a point of that when we finished around, because I was with Kempy that he was wrapped, that he was still... He stayed in the car the entire time and didn't get kicked out. He was a bit nervous.
Flung out.
A couple of times. And any other course related?
No, look, I liked it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought, geez, of course you'd play really well the second time. There was a few local knowledge holes. Getting
a
nod from Ryan over there too, who's the golfer and would know as well. You play a local course all your time or lots of different ones? He'd be agreeing as being a local course player. You played the shortcuts and the corners and all that sort of stuff. Because there's a few we'd hit the ball and you think, oh, you'd get to the corner and you're way short or way par. Like that par three was a bit tricky that I hit 40 metres over the back.
Actually, a couple of holes were on the tee box. We thought the tiger line was cutting the left corner off and over the tree around the dog leg left. And I accidentally sliced and I was like, ah, fuck, I finally got a drive away. And I'm on the wrong side down into the trees. We walked down there, but the fairway was going that way.
I'll get back in the good books with Timmy. The three of us said, this goes left, this goes left. And Tim goes, no, it goes right.
Yeah, we had a huge argument.
And we didn't believe him. We said, what would you fucking know? You haven't touched a flag all day. And now you're telling us it goes the fucking... And Tim was right. He was spot on. He did get that right. And he drove the ball beautifully and was a pleasure to play with, other than his... Habits on the green.
All right, so that's spot on. That course review's gone. We don't have any signature holes.
No, we don't have a signature hole.
I was going to say, we don't have any other things on the golf course reviews, do we? I've forgotten. It's been that long.
Did Mark Leishman design it? His name was everywhere.
Peter Thompson did.
Didn't he? Yes. Yeah, like the old photos in the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, Peter Thompson design. That's right.
And Anthony from your boy, as
Clay's brother,
non-golfer sort of thing. How did you find it as first up? Is that how golf courses should be? You enjoy that?
Yeah, it was a lot hillier than...
Hilly.
Hillier.
Yeah. Ian, yourself?
Now, I really enjoyed it. I thought early on the course was really tight with all the holes next to each other.
Early.
And then on the back nine, it opened right up for...
Which is good. You want it tight early and then to loosen up.
Actually, speaking of being tight early and loosening up, I want to comment on... on our punk club, we all have little profile pics. And I made a comment saying that I'm very disappointed some people haven't put their photos up. And I didn't actually establish a penalty, but there was going to be one for not getting up before the trip. So Ben thought he better get one up. And Ben's photo is, how many years this? This was, there used to be a website way back in the day called hotornot.com, right?
Ooh,
and all you did, all you did was you'd put your photo up and you'd get on the website and someone would just vote out of 10 if you're super hot. Zero if you're no good, and you just go eight, and just another photo come up. You'd go, oh, yeah, seven. Yeah. Photo. Ben uploaded a photo of himself back in the day, which is the one he's using on the thing.
Beautiful.
And what was your average score?
No, it was fairly high.
Yeah, it was high 9s. It was 9.7 or something. Was
he? He's a handsome man.
Yeah. So
full head of hair makes a difference.
And look, the photo itself, like I said, it's a little bit old.
Yeah.
And that was the.
Can you post that photo on?
We can get that photo up on.
I could probably give you the rights to post it.
Yeah. You signed the waiver before you come on the show, mate. That's all.
So Benny's would be in the Hall of Fame of hotornot.com.
Good. Well, that'll link into our next segment.
It's actually a dating site now.
Oh, it's a dating site, is it? No. You still on there? You'd be click on there now. 4,000.
What's 10,600
of that? Emails blowing up.
That's good. All right, so we can wrap up the golf review.
Yep. So we'll Chili Dippers will give that two thumbs up. I reckon we'll come back. We won't come back. It's too far away.
Yep. But you play the course again, though. No worries.
All right. Let's not pause. Let's just go straight on. Let's rerun this.
Well, because you're speaking of the hot or not type thing and all that, and as you know, I'm on the search for a lady friend.
You're on the search.
Yeah. I'm making a conscious decision to all you blokes. I've never seen a happier group of blokes, and you're all married with lady friends, and so it must work. Yeah, you're at least smitten. So with the hot or not, as I said, I'm new to the. I went to Puckle Street in Melbourne the other day, and I met a lovely lady there. But I'm sure there could have been some improvements here and there, right? And as I said, I'm not quite sure what to look for. So, well, I've got a group of learned gentlemen here. I've got some sort of what's better style questions about ladies, and maybe you guys can help me out.
All right, Bloss will do our best.
What's better? Steamed or fried? Kylie or Danny? Chicken or beef? You're right for that. You're right for that, Ian and Ben.
We'll get these boys a bit more involved now.
Right. So first, I'm just going for an overall look. What's better? Like jeans and or yoga pants and a t-shirt? Or in the evening gown? What's more important? They look better in which of those?
Yeah, all right. We'll go.
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants and a t-shirt?
Yeah, I'm going casual as well.
First out, I reckon it's fantastic. We've convinced the world that it's okay to get around in exercise gear in public.
Whoever invented the yoga pant trend, we should be building statues.
Yeah, absolutely we should. Not going out gear, like big, going to the races, that look is overrated, I reckon.
Girls
love it. I'd give me jeans and a tee, white
girls in hats are crazy. That's one thing I have learned.
Yep. So,
Boys out the back there, what have you, the jeans and t-shirt or it's a universal jeans and t-shirt, all right? Yep. So I've got to find a girl who looks good in jeans and t-shirts or yoga pants. Good. All right, now just the basic blonde hair or dark hair?
Shout out to Beck.
You guys have to ignore. We all know your wives are lovely, and you don't have to placate to them. Just go in general for me, sort of thing. So that gets you out of
for
the.
For you,
yeah.
Gee whiz, that's a tough question. I reckon that you would be well suited to a blonde.
You want me blonde? Yeah.
Ben? I'd be going brunette for Dave.
Well, I reckon with blonde and brunette, I think I might have said this in another pod. I think there's more better looking blondes in the world, but the best of the best are brunettes.
Yeah, so there's a more, and not that we want to put numbers on girls out of 10, because that's demeaning, but there's 8 out of 10 blondes
did
everywhere,
you just demean
but
me
there's
earlier,
9 out of 10 black haired and dark haired, but there's a bit
of,
so the
less of
higher
them.
Peak.
Yeah. I'm going there.
Gentlemen, agreed? Agreed? Yeah, we're getting nods from the crowd as well. All right, so we need a jean wearing dark haired girl so far. Now, country girl or city girl or another country altogether? Those were the three categories there.
For you?
Yeah. And what you like as well.
More what you like.
Because there's two answers for that. For what you should have, should be from a different country.
any
specific.
There's websites
any,
for that.
Yeah. What are you? Country girl or city girl?
Country girl.
You like country girls?
Easy.
Country girls?
Yeah, country.
Country girls? Country girls are winning, wow.
Yeah, very important.
I reckon country girls can adapt to the city better than city girls to the country, so that's why country girls are more around.
Yeah.
All right, so she's...
Gotta go to get dirty.
All right, now here's... so she can have one of these two qualities. she can sing or she can sport.
Oh, as in
So she can play tennis and golf.
Yeah, yeah.
How well can she sing?
It's really, really good. She's a good singer.
Like, marketable. Like,
but
is there a dollar in it for you?
Her friends would say she should go on Idol, but she probably shouldn't.
Because it's a singing contest.
Yeah. That's sort of good, you know. Yeah, if you're at a really good karaoke,
there you go.
And if you're at a if the band was playing at the pub and she got up and did a song or two, you think, oh, wow, she's really good.
Yeah.
But you know, that's her limit.
Now, I'd go sporty. You can do more stuff together.
We can't sing together.
No, you can't.
That's right.
You can't speak.
I'm going to go sing.
Yeah.
Just because you're reaching the end of your
sporting, your
sporting career.
Yeah, well thought out.
Yeah, good. Boys, you want sport? Younger men out the back want the sport.
Yeah, I think you're going... I think singing's the sexiest thing on the planet.
That's what I was going with. A chick that can sing, she's magnificent.
But I'm going sport too, because that's more fun, I think.
I think I've had enough. I think I'm over fun.
Well, we know that.
I'm trying to find a girl. I obviously don't want any fun.
We know you're over fun.
All right, so next, now she can have one of these two abilities. She can cook or she can handyman. She can do some basic woodcraft, some mechanicking, that sort of thing. She can change the oil.
This will be
change
unanimous.
Your tire.
This will be unanimous.
Or she can cook. Oh, okay. Because I've got mine.
Yeah, cook.
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 Cook, so all right. Yeah, right. Yeah, I had cook too, but yeah.
That's easy. I don't need her to change a tire.
I do.
Maybe
all right,
need more
now,
than one
all right.
Way.
Does she ride bikes or ride horses? Because there were a very intelligent, scientific mathematician, ladies' man we know, figured out women are 20% hotter on a bicycle.
With a helmet on?
Helmetless.
Helmetless.
It was figured out in a country where helmets aren't legal or illegal. Helmets aren't...
Not compulsory.
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 Righto, Popes, what do you got?
No, horses are overrated. I'm going the bike.
Too much work for a horse, so...
You want to ride in bicycles?
Now...
Chicks on horses are...
I don't think a chick on a horse particularly looks hot, but on a lot of people, chicks who are involved with horses just happen to be hot.
A chick being next to a horse wouldn't be helping me in the horse department.
The answer's bike.
All right. A tomboy or a girly girl?
That's harder than
they're meant to be hard questions. No point doing it if it's easy.
Last two were easy. Tomboy or girly girl?
Tomboy or girly girl? Tomboy?
Yeah. Tomboys.
Tomboy. We're getting nods to tomboys at the back there.
I go tomboy as well. Tomboys? Girly girl's too
Ben?
Precious.
No, I'm going girly.
Yeah. Girly girl?
Yeah.
I'm tomboy. 49. Yeah, more like a boy I'm going.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going tomboy, but girly girl's nothing wrong with that because you do want...
No.
That's the reason you date girls, because you want...
Yeah, even if it's 51-49, still fair enough. Yep. All right. So she has... you know how girls have gaps in knowledge? They know some things but don't, right?
I'm starting to see the problem here.
What's our female listener ratio? It's pretty small. Isn't
right, it? Right now it's zero.
Right. So she knows her movies and music and pop culture, so she's really good on them, or she knows her sport?
Movies. I'm going straight to it. Movies, yeah.
They don't know much about sport, so...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
She could, but we've got
nah. Yeah, movies and music.
Yeah,
you've got sport. It's good to have someone that knows all that, but we've got the boys to talk to sport about. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, movies and good. All right, just the straight up short hair or long hair?
Long.
Yeah, long.
Long.
100%.
Jeez, I was short. I look short. I reckon the best of the...
How short are you talking about? Like shoulder length
Mrs.
or like...
Higgins?
Oh, yeah.
Short, short.
That short?
Yeah, it's about your length.
Yeah.
Missy Higgins, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, it's hard to pull it off, though.
Yeah, that's where the best of the best can pull it off.
Yeah.
And why would I want anything less?
Fair enough.
Does she have no good choice?
Good
standards.
Good luck with Missy.
Yep. Drives a Mini Cooper or a Jeep Wrangler?
Mini Cooper.
Yeah, Mini.
Yeah, Mini.
Because I boys at the back.
Mini Cooper? Yeah, good.
I actually like seeing the car and go, gee, that's a cool car.
For a girl. Exactly. Yeah, that's why I put there. Yep. All right, now, is she a vet or a lawyer? Because they're the only two jobs women have, isn't it?
I'll go vet.
A lawyer. vet or a lawyer? A bit more money in the lawyer, but
too much stress and work for a lawyer.
Looking straight to money.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're on call if you're a vet. That's a.
But this is for
that
you.
Can be a pain.
Yeah.
So if you had a lawyer that would fit your lifestyle just nicely, because it means you wouldn't have to work.
She'd also know her rights and would leave roles in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yep. I was leaning towards vet. I just thought the caring nature of a veterinarian would suit how I get about. All right, so I've got a jeans-wearing, dark-haired country girl who can sing, cook, ride a bike, tomboy, knows her movies, with short hair, drives a Mini Cooper, and is a vet. There's got to be. I can't believe I'll meet one of them.
If you're out there listening to this podcast,
you've got your perfect man here waiting for you.
Oh, gee whiz. How we get to you being the perfect man?
Well, perfect for that. The crowd says so. We've worked it out at this.
Right, I got that. All right, so that was. What was that? Was that.
There was a What's Better. What's Better.
We never played the intro music.
You'll edit that in later. How are we going? Want to go straight into a top four?
Yep, straight into a top
four. What top four do you want?
Let's do top.
Do we want to like one that the group can get involved in?
Let's have a look at.
I got fat men, doctors, men with beards, time travel movies.
Let's go men with beards.
Top four men with beards. All right, we'll dedicate this to Kempe.
Yes.
Top
four. Rightio, so we're gonna do a top four roles. What top four have you got for us today?
Looking around at all of us here, we've probably 3 day growthed up a little bit, and Kempe, even though it looks like the cat could lick it off, he runs runs with a beard most of the time. so we'll go with the top four men with beards.
Rightio. All right.
So you want me to roll straight out, or you got it?
I'll start. Right. And tell us if there's that double up. Feel free to yell them out, boys. Right. I'm going to start with someone we all...
You boys, just think of a couple of honourable mentions to throw in there at the end. We'll see how you go.
I'm going to start with someone we all love, and she'll be on our own. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus Santa is Claus. Number four on my list, so I'm one...
Me too.
Yeah, I'm one down. Yeah, all right, good. Next. Santa Claus, agree? Is it all on your top four list?
Also on my list is, I had Chris Kemp on my list.
Chris Kemp on your list?
Chris, yeah, absolutely do.
I love you, mate, but you're sorry, you hadn't when you see the quality of mine, you'll see why you hadn't slipped in, but that's okay. Ian, you agree with Kempe?
Oh, absolutely, he should have been number one.
All right, good. Yeah. Go.
All right, I'm going again. Yosemite Sam, good beard. Really good
it
beard.
Is, the full beard moustache where you can only just see his mouth style operation. Yeah, that's a good one. Yep. No protest from the peanut gallery. They're all happy with that.
This one might get a bit of a protest because it's not a great beard.
Oh,
LeBron James.
Jesus.
You knew that was coming.
No, that's and look, you can see there's a lot of head shaking going on too in the audience. No one's up for that. That's your four?
Yeah, I've got honourable mentions, but that's my
four. Oh, yeah, now go with your honour. Who you got?
Robbie Downey Jr., nice sharp beard.
Oh, as the Iron Man style one. He does manufacture that beautifully.
Yep, and Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, he runs a beard. Yep. You ever run a beard? Yeah, I'm just looking at you. You shave once a month? I'm talking to Ben Campbell here at the moment. Like,
no, I'm a daily shaver, but I don't...
You're a daily shaver? What are you, just a cloth?
You should just grow a big neck beard, just have it hanging from the bottom.
So did you just grow a neck beard, not a chin beard? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You beard up pretty good, Popes.
Yeah, with getting about 15 different colours.
Silvery and red, though. Yeah, you've coloured up. Tim Jim's a bit grey on the chin. There. You beard up at all, Ryan? I never remember your name. I only see you once every 3 years. And E? That's as rough as you get? All right. So my top four bits. I had Santa at four.
Yep.
I had Abe Lincoln at three.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Greatest president and major bid. Ned Kelly at two. Jeez, folks are giving me nothing.
Nah, don't like the Ned Kelly one.
Jesus Christ at one.
We'll allow that one.
And honourable mentions, I had Grizzly Adams.
That's better.
Yeah, all right. Kenny Rogers.
Yep.
And I James Harden for a basketball one.
Yeah. Look, there was plenty of blokes when I was looking for men with beard, like that aren't renowned for. I was going to say Ben Affleck because he rocked a beard for a little bit, and he's rocking one now. But it's not known. He's not known for having that.
We miss anyone?
Yeah,
Ah, yeah. ZZ Top, two of the three ZZ Top guys. Yeah, yep, yeah, they bearded up good.
Can I say
Daniel Southern? Well, we're talking old Footscray footballers. Daniel Southern, good call. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Anyone else?
Honourable mention to Matty Kelly. He goes from looking...
Oh, Matt Kelly, who I have lunch with once a
Troy
year
Russell.
On a Friday.
A few of our listeners have got beards.
Matty goes from looking like a 12-year-old to a 30-year-old.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, with and without beards.
I don't think I've seen Matt Kelly bearded up.
Yeah, no, he's been rocking it for a while now.
Yeah, all right.
That's it? We've no other beards that we can think of?
Oh, my old English teacher, Mrs...
Don't act like you went to English class.
Fair enough. No. All right, top four, done.
Top four, done. All right, well,
what time are we at?
We've ran 35 minutes, so we're
that's
gone
way
over,
long
so
enough.
Gone
yep,
over,
that's so over. So they're not paying for it. Don't give them too much.
Nah, so we'll wrap this pot up here. We're about to freshen up and go to our next course today, which is Port Fairy. Which is ranked in the low 20s.
Yeah, looking forward to Port Fairy. Yeah,
we'll
And so, Ben and Ian, I'm not sure we got a heap out of you, but how'd your first pot experience go?
Yeah, very, very good fun.
I'm not sure you laced into Clarkie as much as you wanted.
I feel like
you held back.
Because I got him with the, that you don't have to putt out in Stableford.
He did, I'd hate to see him tear up on his own.
I would have too. I'm so chuffed. I've been running these fucking punk clubs since 2013. I haven't got to wear the jacket once. Yep. I won one day and got pipped because someone hit the longest drive.
At least the one
off.
Day you won got recorded for history. The one day I won, everyone forgot to make note of it. No favourite, no one's camera worked.
And I'm making a point of saying I'm going into day two with six bonus Stableford points.
And Ben, your first golfing day and podcast, how's that all felt for you?
Yeah, it's good. I'm surprised to see you have a notebook.
I think there were 8 cents. There was a notebook sale on somewhere.
Filled it with notes. That's
yeah.
Good.
Oh yeah. Well, someone's got to bring content.
Because I got shit to do it after. I've got a life. He's got plenty of time to sit around and write out the stuff.
So you'll IT this up properly and get the sound out well.
Let's talk about it. We hope this sounded better. Look, we're using the same portable Zoom again that the last 8 podcasts have caused us a bit of grief. But we've got our IT department here and he's keeping an eye on the. What's that thing called?
The sound clipper recording device.
Looking at it from here, I think it's okay. We might get to then and haven't even recorded a single thing. But, so that's the Warrnambool podcast done. And we're about to go shower up and hit Port Fairy. We might drop another pod after Port Fairy. And we'll go.
Thanks,
we'll
boys. Thanks for all your
input.
We'll get
some other boys on that one there, and we'll go from there.
See you, boys.
Chili Dippers out.
Strong, but I feel no pain. Got an old brown bag, big sticky on the back, but the grass don't grow. Gonna take a few hacks. That's a place for you if you're just like me. Armchair bridge, yelling at the TV. You have another cool one, but it won't hurt. Got myself a big stick swinging in the with a little bit of pay, but I feel no pressure, couple lessons a day. We're working on the swing and talking trash, take another good hit, try to make